Senate will come to order. Messages from the House.
March the 5th, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 538. Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 106, Medication Disposal Program. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 56. Ayes 56, noes 4. March the 5th, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 537, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 103, Child Abuse and Neglect Amendments. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 2 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 60. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
We'll now have a test on those messages that was just read in. We have waiting on a message or two from the House and some acts to be signed, some enrolled acts. And so for the next while, we'll be at ease until the sound of the gavel. You guys can go out and get some sun.
Go out and get
Senate will come to order. Messages from the House.
March the 5th, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 539, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file number 114, Animal Control. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 53, no 6, absent 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Signing of enrolled acts, Senate Enrolled Act number 85.
Senate Enrolled Act number 85, being original Senate file 103.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 85, being original Senate file number 103. All right, so sign. Senate Enrolled Act number 86.
Senate Enrolled Act number 86, being original Senate file 106.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 86, being Senate original file number 106. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 87.
Senate Enrolled Act number 87, being original Senate file 84.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 87, being original Senate file number 84. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 88.
Senate Enrolled Act number 88, being original Senate file 112.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 88, being original Senate file number 112. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 89.
Senate Enrolled Act number 89, being original Senate file 114.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 89, being original Senate file number 114. That's so signed. House Enrolled Act number 123.
House Enrolled Act number 123, being original House Bill 144.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 123, being original House Bill number 144. That's so signed. House Enrolled Act number 124.
House Enrolled Act number 124, being original House Bill 160.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 124. Being original House Bill number 160. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 125.
House Enrolled Act number 125, being original Bill 97.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 125, being original House Bill number 97. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 126. House Enrolled Act number 126.
House Enrolled Act number 126, being original House Bill 69.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 126, being original House number House Bill number 69. I've so signed. The Senate will now be standing at ease until I think the next order of business is when the governor is available to address us for the closing ceremony. So we'll be at ease till the sound of the gavel. I'm wanting to say that maybe they do.
Yeah, you'll have two senators to escort him in. And Chris wanted to know, will you send them all the way down to the front office
That's what
to
they
pick him up?
Do.
Okay, great, great. So, all right.
I hope you remember who I appointed.
Peterson and DiCaria.
DiCaria and who?
Peterson.
Okay. Yep.
It sounds like he's still in that meeting, but they thought about, 10 after or so versus 3:30 is when they go ready. So I'll maybe just go tell Chris that you guys are ready whenever and let you know that.
Okay. So you're going to do it now?
No, you'll still call Judy, but okay. I'm just going to go tell him right now because I had told him that I thought we were still waiting for that enrolled act. So let me just go check them real quick. But no, when you're ready, I'm just going to give him the notice that I thought you guys were still signing one more enrolled act. So I'll just tell him that you guys are done and it could come shortly.
Does it say that for the escorts to go get them or does it?
It says that, but I don't know that they know for sure to go all the way downstairs. We can tell them.
Okay, then. And then at that point, we just...
And then we stand at ease until he comes up.
Okay, mm-hmm. All righty. I dread it, but I forgot it already. I've read so many. I can tell him. Senate will come to order. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that bills currently pending before this body in the 60th Wyoming State Legislature General Session not be carried over to any future legislative session.
Senate Minority Leader.
Mr. President, I second the motion of the Majority Floor Leader.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. By your vote, the motion has passed the Senate. Mr. Majority Floor Leader Anderson.
Mr. President, I move that the House of Representatives be informed that the Senate of the 60th Wyoming State Legislature General Session has completed its business and is ready to adjourn.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. I'm directing Senate Chief Clerk Diana Williamson to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate General Session of the 60th Wyoming State Legislature is ready to adjourn. Majority Floor Leader Anderson.
Mr. President, I move that a committee of two be appointed to inform the Governor that the Senate has completed its business and is ready to adjourn, and to escort His Excellency, the Governor, to the Senate.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion carried. Senator Peterson and Senator DiCaria, please inform the Governor that the Senate have completed its business and is ready to adjourn and escort His Excellency, the Governor Dave Friedenthal, to the Senate. The Senate will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. Senate, please rise. Governor Freudenthal, we welcome you to the Senate.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Please be seated. First of all, I thank you for the opportunity to appear here. I particularly appreciate the fact that we're wrapping up early in the day. I'm one of those people who's old enough, and I suspect there's a few here who remember the days when they used to pull the clock and then would proceed to enact legislation into the wee hours of the night. And I appreciate that you are not doing that anymore. You know, we're being asked to by all of the media about how do we characterize the session, sort of what are the pelts that we're supposed to claim that were done and what it is that was accomplished. And I think that the first thing we have to remember is that the purpose of representative democracy is for us to gather and do the things that need to be done in the context of the times that we're here. And the context that we're here is that we're in a period of transition in Wyoming from a period of extreme and delightful revenues to a period of much more constrained revenues. And we're doing our work and trying to make decisions in a context that we know that the future is going to be difficult, but there's much uncertainty about exactly how difficult and for how long. And so as a consequence, that has had a dampening effect on people's dreams and hopes for the state, because we have to operate in the context of the revenues that we have. In addition, this session is timed so that it is it's sort of the startup for the 2010 election for people who have hopes and dreams about where they want to live come 2011, and that too colors the nature of the session. But I do find some things, I think, of which we should be appropriately proud. One is, I am pleased that we have decided to finish out the capital construction agenda, the remaining parts of that that were in place prior to the decline in the revenues. We shaved it some, but we made sure that that money gets spent and it'll put people to work around the state. I also believe that there's some issues that have been out there for years that we finally finished off. The question about helium taxation, question of court-ordered treatment, otherwise known as drug courts, which for those of you who are here my first session, you'll remember that I talked about it that session, I talked about it the next session, the next session, the next session. Next year, I don't think I'll have to talk about it. We finally finished it off. I think that workers' comp, we made some significant progress in that. I also think that the ignition lock bill was a good bill. And I was a little nervous because the committees hadn't reported out, but was delighted to learn that that is now done. But to some degree, having listened to the earlier press conference, I've decided I have to share with you a definition of spin, because we're all going to be asked sort of, what is our opinion? What did we do? And all of that comes down to the question of how do you spin? And this relates to Senator Harry Reid and his family. He has an uncle who had a notorious past in Montana. And the history, as recorded on the back of a photograph of a hanging, shows that Remus Reid, horse thief, sent to Montana Territorial Prison in 1885, escaped in 1887, robbed the Montana Flyer 6 times, caught by Pinkerton detectives, convicted and hanged in 1889. If you contact Senator Reid's staff, they will send back the following description of his uncle. Remus Reid was a famous cowboy in the Montana Territory. His business empire grew to include acquisition of valuable equestrian assets and intimate dealings with the Montana Railroad. Beginning in 1883, he devoted several years of his life to government service, finally taking leave to resume his dealings with the railroad. In 1887, He was a key player in a vital investigation run by the renowned Pinkerton Detective Agency. In 1889, Remus passed away during an important civic function held in his honor when the platform upon which he was standing collapsed. I do want to talk a bit about what I see coming. And most of it isn't particularly pleasant, and most of you are as well aware of it as I am. The natural gas price today at Opal was $2.70. A year ago, the natural gas price at Opal was $8.62. We're now confronted with a revenue stream which is based on a mineral value a third less, a third of what it was a year ago. That will manifest itself fairly quickly for those agencies and entities like the Community College and the University of Wyoming that are being funded out of current revenues. It will manifest itself much slower with regard to the school foundation program because those revenues lag at least a year because they're based on property tax. So today we are funding operating agencies, most of them, on a $2.70 base while the K through 12 system through the foundation program is still taking advantage of an $8.62 value number in terms of the funding. So as this will sort out, you will first see the impact of these numbers on the operating agencies and on the institutions such as the university and the community colleges, and then as the years go by, if these numbers remain, we will see that same effect manifested in the K through 12 school foundation funding. Now, I've heard the argument that, well, we don't need to worry about it because much of the gas in Wyoming is under contract. It is true that much of the gas is under contract, but those contracts are indexed to these kinds of indices of value. And so as we look forward, it's going to be a very different future than we've enjoyed for the last 6 to 8 years. And it's going to mean that as you know, I've asked agencies to come up with suggestions about what they would like to have the opportunity to manage in terms of cuts, if we have to have those. And when we get the consensus revenue estimating group, if those numbers are as expected, some form of reductions are going to have to be put in place. And you can tell that everybody believes that their agency or their mission is one that shouldn't be cut. And I only wish that were true, because fundamentally this is going to be broad-reaching enough that over the next 2 or 3 years, absent some amazing turnaround in the economy, we're going to see all of the programs that each of us hold near and dear are going to have to take adjustments and learn to live with less. I appreciate the support that has been given by the legislature to our efforts to first try to manage this downturn in revenues by asking people and agencies for their suggestions about what they believe are the appropriate reductions. But as you know, in the absence of that occurring, we will still have to make those cuts. The much dreaded across-the-board cut hopefully can be avoided and it can be managed through, and we can do this right. But we cannot and will not borrow money. We cannot and will not spend money we do not have, and we will be compelled to do that. And the reason I bring it up is that as we go through this process over the summer, each of you is going to be approached by interest groups who say, surely this can't happen to me. And I have already noticed, both from my correspondence and from other things, that these are suddenly the governor's budget cuts. I accept that this is going to be a time when I get through with this and I'm going to ask you for an enhanced budget for executive protection. But what I need you to do is to carry what we've learned here about the uncertainties and the way the revenue picture is going to change. Carry it home with you. Make sure that people understand that this isn't a one group or one region that's being singled out. This is something that we're going to go through as a state for the next couple of 3 years, and it's going to be difficult. And I know that each of you will be required by some constituent or some group to call and make your plea that they should be spared the budget reductions. Understand that when I say no, everybody's participating, it's not personal. And it's just the way that it's going to have to be to make it work. I also appreciate the way that we have chosen to handle the stimulus bill in this state, and I will be careful. It is my view that there are some things in that that are going to be useful to us, and there are some things in that that we're not going to want to do. Right now, we have, frankly, a lack of clarity on some of the requirements that attach to the money. Highway dollars, as you know, are pretty clear. Safe Drinking Water Act, Clean Water Drinking Act dollars are pretty clear, and we've moved on those and will continue to move on them. Some of the other areas are somewhat less clear. In recognition of the latitude that you've given us, we have made sure that we include LSO staff if they want to be in the meetings, or anybody else, because I think this is going to be something that we'll struggle through over the next 5 or 6 months to get an idea about how it's going to work. Again, I thank you. I thank you for your work. I actually do believe that the legislature and the citizens of the state are up to the task in front of us. And the task is fairly simple, which is how do we sort through, live on reduced revenues, make sure we fund the things that are critical to getting the mission accomplished, of serving the citizens of our state, and understanding that there are things we're going to have to defer, things that we'll have to await another day. I saw a great guy give a speech when I was at the National Governors Conference, and he placed great emphasis on a line offered by a British general more than 100 years ago, who looked around in the meeting with his troops and said, "Gentlemen, we have run out of money. Now we must learn to think. God bless you, and thank you for what you do."
Members of the Senate, also please help me welcome our First Lady, Mrs. Friedenthal. We thank you, Governor, very much for your closing remarks. I guess we don't need to ask for him, do we? We don't need to ask. Majority Floor Leader Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the following. One, that the Senate of the 60th Wyoming State Legislature General Session adjourn until a date and time which are determined jointly by the President of the Senate and by the Speaker of the House of Representatives for the purpose of calling the Senate and House back into session. Two, that it, if no such time is established before December 31st, 2009, the 60th Wyoming State Legislature General Session is adjourned sine die effective at 12 o'clock noon on the date and the legislative budget session convene on the 8th day of February 2010 at the hour of 10 o'clock a.m. Three, that the Senate specifically concurs in any identical motion adopted by the House of Representatives. And finally, that if the House of Representatives fails to concur in the action of the Senate under paragraphs 1 through 3 of this motion, by adopting an identical motion applicable to the House of Representatives, the Senate of the 60th Wyoming Legislature General Session shall stand adjourned, sine die.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. By your vote, the motion has passed the Senate. We are now that order of business, reading and approval of the journal. Senator Dr. Statter.
Mr. President, your journal committee reports the journal of March 5, 2009 has been read and recommends that it be approved.
There being no objection, the report is adopted. Subject to conditions set forth in the majority floor leader's Anderson motion, the Senate of the 60th Wyoming State Legislature General Session is adjourned and shall convene the legislative budget session on the 8th day of February 2010 at the hour of 10 o'clock. Benediction will be given by Senator Dockstader.
Our Heavenly Father, we're grateful for thy help throughout this session. We've taken on difficult matters, and we acknowledge thy hand in helping us through these. Now, as we go and return to our homes, we ask, please, that we will do so in a manner that we can bring our homes back in order, help our families, our businesses, and our employment, and bring all back in order as necessary. In the meantime, we have other responsibilities to take care of in regards to this legislature in this state. We have responsibilities in preparation for the upcoming legislative session. Bless those who have leadership positions, chairmen who have responsibilities to make wise use of time and resources. Bless them that they'll be able to do that successfully. We are truly grateful for thy help in all things. And as we go through more trying times in the coming months and perhaps even years, we ask that thou will guide us as body, that we can help the people of this state in the best way possible. And now we close this session in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Senate is adjourned.